So these are just a few practical instructions. So for those on Zoom, as you are already doing, so keep doing that. Keep your camera off and your microphone muted. Ask questions if you have any in the chat. And for those of you who are here, if you have any questions during the presentations or at the end, we have this microphone that we will gently throw at you. And then you can ask any questions you want. We will be careful, don't worry. As some of you may have noticed, the session is recorded. It will be available for 2 weeks after the publication date, and we will put it on the orientation program website. So, where you have checked the program, you will also find a link to the video for 2 weeks. All of the presentation materials, so any slides, any other videos that we will have, will also be published on the orientation program website. So you can find everything on that one web page. But moving on, I think it's time for introductions. So I would call my international office colleagues here on the stage. Some of you want that.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jyväskylä on my behalf as well. My name is Laura Laamanen, and I work at the International Office as International Coordinator. And I'm not really very important for most of you, but I do take care of the ISEP students. So hello, all the ISEP students who are here. Hopefully you made it. As far as students go, I am also in charge of Nord Lu students at the university. So great to see you all here. And actually, contrary to what Heta said a moment ago, I thought it was completely cyclable today. So I did cycle to the university today. My bicycle was quite frosty as well. But the thing is just to dress up in layers, and you get a better workout in the morning when your bike is very, very stiff. So don't be afraid of cycling in this weather. It is doable, but you have to dress up very, very warmly, cover your face, cover everything, and you'll be fine. But a warm welcome to Jyväskylä on my behalf.
Hello, good morning. I'm Marita Susi. I'm an intern at the office, and you will most likely see me at the info desk.
Hello, good morning, and welcome all. My name is Tiina Savela. I'm the coordinator for the bilateral Erasmus Global and TFK program students. So if you are here through one of these programs, you're one of my students, and you're welcome to contact me with any questions you may have also during the semester, not just during this orientation week. And I actually have a request for all of you. If you haven't already contacted your parents, your mom and dad, please call them now or as soon as possible, because they will be worried about you. And if you don't call them, they will call us. So please do that. And please also stay in touch with your family during the semester, because I'm a mom of two boys. So I know that your parents will be worried about you and they want to know how you are doing. So stay in touch with your family as well. And enjoy your semester here with us in Jyväskylä.
And welcome also on my behalf. I'm Elisa Pratesi from the International Office as well, and I'm responsible for incoming Erasmus students. So welcome. I'm assuming some, if not most of you here are Erasmus students. You may have emailed me. I respond to the exchange at JYU email. So nice to finally meet you in person and welcome. Okay. I think for the student union staff, we may have Sara online, because she could not join us today here. If you are here, Sara, and you want to open video and your mic and introduce yourself.
Hello, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Everyone, unfortunately, I couldn't be there in person today, but luckily I could join via Zoom. I am Saara Silvennäinen. I am the specialist in international affairs at the Student Union. You will get to know more about what the student union is later on. And I handle the tutoring you are getting currently. So if you have any questions regarding that, please don't hesitate to contact me. And I also, or the student union does advocacy work for the students, which includes all the international students as well.
Thank you, Sara. Yes. And finally, well, here it mentions faculty level international coordinators. You will get to meet some of them, I believe, today already. But you will meet your own faculty level or department level coordinator on Thursday, so tomorrow in the afternoon. I believe the exact time and place for the meetings is in the orientation program. If you don't know that yet, please make sure to check so you know where you have to be and when. But now, I would ask for you to tell us a bit about yourselves. So if you could go to menti.com and type that code. You should have, if you already have identified yourself, you should be able to log in with your user account. Otherwise, there should be Eduroam. Okay, and I'm starting to already see some answers, so I'm just gonna share them here. Someone is putting, I think there's a croissant and some beer. I don't know how to quite interpret that, but I'll just accept it. We have quite a big representation from Germany, apparently, and the Netherlands and France, but Germany seems to be still. Yes. Here. Yep. I see some interesting answers, but I mean, I hope no one is actually coming from hell, but thank you anyways. But I think at this point we have 170 responses. That's quite many. I believe there should be about 200 exchange students coming this year, so this spring. So I think France and Germany are the biggest group. Hong Kong also, Italy, the Netherlands, Brazil, China, and then I see some of you have put cities. But yeah, thank you also to whoever is coming from Jyväskylä and answered. Moving on to the next question, which you should be able to answer with the same thing. So, as Heta mentioned, set some goals for your exchange. So, here would like to hear a bit about your expectations. What do you expect, or what do you have in mind for this exchange? Well, that's fair enough. Fun. It will get warmer eventually. It will be cold for quite a bit first. So maybe it's better to assess your expectations. I hope you will make friends and have fun. I'm quite sure you will, and you will definitely get to meet new people. Stay in nature. Again, as Heather mentioned, there's plenty of nature here in Jyväskylä, and it's right at your doorstep. For example, if you live in Kortepohja, you can just go to Laajavuori, which is right next door, and find a forest there and go on hikes. And now you could try skiing. So there's plenty of opportunities. And I also hope, and I see some of you have written to learn new things. That's also a very good one. And meet Finns. I see it. Make friends. Sports, that's also a very good one and very easy to accomplish in Jyväskylä. There's many sports opportunities, and you will also hear later about the sports courses that are offered here by the university, by UMove. But I think we can continue with the program. I'll leave these here and then maybe take a screenshot at the end so that you can all see the answers. But let's continue with the presentation. Yes. Okay. Yes. So I believe these are all stuff that we have already mentioned, so we can continue by these slides, as I mentioned, will be shared, so you don't have to memorize the information that is here. But some of you might have an arrival certificate that they need a signature on. Some of you may have questions or other documents that they need a signature on. Some of you may just want to visit our info desk. So here are the opening hours. During the orientation week, the hours are a bit different because we are here at the orientation, so we cannot host an info desk. And today, on Wednesday, 3rd of January, we will be in the lobby out there in this building from 3 to 4 to sign any arrival certificates if you need or if you have any questions. And then on Friday, after the orientation program ends, from 1 to 3, we will be in the library on the first floor in room B154. You can ask your tutor to take you there to see where it is, but it's quite easy. It's on the first floor and it's not the main entrance, but a side entrance, but it shouldn't be too difficult to find. And then after orientation week, our info desk normally is in the library in room B154 on the first floor. After orientation week on the 9th and the 11th, we will have a 2-hour long info desk. So on Tuesday, it's from 10 to 12, and on Thursday, it's from 12 to 2. Starting from the following week, so from the 16th of January, the info desk will always be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, on Tuesdays from 10 to 11, and on Thursdays from 12 to 2. A lot of numbers, a lot of information, but we will share this PowerPoint with you so you have it written. So the program today started at 9 with the welcome session, and then we will continue with academic practices, student housing. We'll have a lunch break of an hour and move on to the digital services and the study data system, SISU, and finish with encountering a new culture. And then we will have some coffee and tea for you and some cake, I believe. And we will also sign the arrival certificates, or if you have any other questions, you can come and ask then. This is our campus map. Through that link, you can navigate the campus map. We have three campuses. Right now, we are in the main campus, which also is the oldest. And then there are some university buildings down by closer to the lake in Mattilanniemi, and then on the other side of the lake, connected by a bridge, is Ylistö. Just as a heads up, student cafeterias, there's quite many. However, most of them are closed this week because it's still holiday week. But if you live in Kortepohja, in the student village, there is Rentukka, which is open this week. And here on the main campus, Taide, which is in the library building, is also open. I believe most of the other ones will open next Monday. And you can find them using the campus map. And you can check their menus through these links. A student-priced meal for the Green Exchange students is €2.95. In order to get the student-priced meal, you will have to show your student card, or for the first few weeks, a certificate of registration is also accepted, and you can download this certificate from SISU.
So it's under your personal information in SISU, and then you can print a certificate of registration. And you can show this to the cafeteria staff, and they will give you the discounted price. But after the first few weeks, you will either need a student card or Kela meal card. We will talk more about this in a second. So now to the more technical stuff. I believe many of you have contacted us about issues with activating your user account and identification. But as all of you know, strong identification is required in order to get your user account. In order to strongly identify yourself, you have to do it via Signicat, which is a platform to which you should have received a link by email. Now, at this point, I would like to ask, if you have not received the identification email, can you raise your hand? Okay, that's better than expected in that it's only one person at this point. I would like to then later maybe ask your name so we can figure it out. But that's good to hear that everyone else received it. If you have received the link to Signicat, but it doesn't, but the identification is not successful, you at this point here in Juvescula, you can just go to the digital services service desk and identify yourself there in person with a European ID card or a passport. If you're not in Juvescula yet, so this is mostly for those on Zoom, you can arrange a manual identification online via the link that is in this slide. If you have not received the request, you can visit the digital service desk as well. But at this point, we can just discuss this in a second. And if you're not in Juvescula yet and you have not received the request for identification email, please contact the digital services as soon as possible via Help JYU so that they can activate it. After you have successfully identified yourself, you should log into your own account, which is where you can manage your personal information, and do the following steps. You should accept your IT usage policy, fill in contact information if it's missing, like for example, if your middle name is missing, you add that, change the password, and select your default email. The most important things to do are to change your password and select your default email, because if you don't do these things after having identified yourself, your account will lock itself and then you have to start over. So of this list, please remember to change the password and select your default email. And then you can activate Microsoft Office 365 services as well from the services page, which is next to the personal information page. And then save everything. So as I mentioned, if you don't change the password and set the email, your user account will lock itself. So you will lose access to JYU Digital Services. You should have received an email after you successfully identify yourself with instructions about this as well, so you can find it there. So note also that after you have activated your account, there might be some delay before you can log into SISU, for example. It might be 1 day delay. So maybe you have identified yourself, everything is fine. You have activated your account, saved passwords, set default email. There still might be a bit of a delay, so don't panic immediately, basically. To summarize how the process should go, ideally, you have received an email requesting you to activate your services, which is to identify yourself. You identify yourself via either Signicat or manual remote identification. If you're here at this point, you can go to the digital services. Successful identification, you log into your account, you change your password and select your default email. And once you've done these, you save everything. If you haven't received the original email or have any other problems with the identification, you can contact the digital services either by going to their service desk or via Help JYU. At this point, if there are any questions about this before we move on to the next topic, I can. Yes. So if you don't have the student card yet, you can show a certificate of registration, which is in SISU. Can you log in to? Yes. So it should be personal information. And then there should be a certificate of student status. and it's probably worded, it's like a separate button. But I am not sure if it shows on the phone. Okay, I can check in a second, but you should, in theory, should appear there. There should be a form, a certificate of student status, but I'm not sure if it shows on every phone. We've had students with the same issue before, so I'm not sure if it depends on that. But I can get back to you as I check. But I think now I would give the floor to Sara. So.
Yes, thank you, Eliza. So you have all been appointed a student tutor, and all of your tutors have groups, so they are not personal, just for you. And the tutor's main tasks are contacting you. Hopefully they have done so. If not, please contact us so we can contact your tutor. And they are supposed to advise you and help you with practical issues like course registration, library use, Finnish bank accounts. Those are probably not needed, bank accounts, I think, for the short period of your stay. And they help getting familiar with the university life and practices, and organize meetings for the tutor groups and facilitating the group formation, so you can get to know each other and probably other tutor groups as well. And the tutor's tasks have been appointed by us. And if the tutor says they cannot do something for you because we have given them the guidelines, that is something you need to take up with us then. So the tutors do not decide on their own what they do and what they don't. You can turn to your tutor with questions related to university or student life, but they are not here to advise you on your studies, as per se, what courses to take and things like that. In those questions, you can contact your faculty level international coordinator, and they can help you with that. And if you have problems or questions about tutoring, you can contact me on the email provided here, and I will try my best to answer you. To say about the student tutors, they do not necessarily have all the answers, but they can guide you to the right direction where to get the answers. So please don't expect them to get the moon from the sky for you. They are doing their best. And then a bit about the student union membership. The student union is also known as JYY. And I will give you a short, brief summary on what the student union is. And one of my colleagues will go into more detail on this on Friday for you. So the student union of the University of Jyväskylä, JYY, or U for short, is the student union for all university students here in Jyväskylä. And we have duties dictated by law, but we also engage in other areas. For example, free time activities, and we used to have a restaurant, Ilokivi, but now we sold it, and things like that. And our aim is to make student life in Jyväskylä the best in Finland. And something we do is we give counseling to students, we handle student court-related matters, organize events, we lobby for students' rights, and we act as the representative for the whole university student pool, basically, in short. So student union membership, you are not automatically are members of the student union. It is voluntary but highly recommended for exchange, visiting, and doctoral students to join the student union. Because if you don't join, you cannot get the student card, And with the student card that our membership provides you, you can get the meal prices down, and for example, for public transportation and things like that, you get cheaper. So that is something we recommend. But of course, it's up to you if you want to join or not. And the costs for the spring semester for exchange students is 50 euros, and for doctoral students have limited benefits, and the cost is 44 euros per the spring semester. And if you for some reason wanna extend your stay and come here for the fall semester, then you have to pay the membership fee in the fall again. But now, if you want to join, it's the 50 euros for this semester. The benefits, you can purchase or download the student card and discount priced train and bus tickets, and some airlines give out student discounts and many discounts in surprising places. It never hurts to ask when you go to a shop or a cafe or things like that if they have a student discount. Most of the time they do, for example, bars and some restaurants here in Jyväskylä, and museums, I think, also provide a discounted price for students. You also get the support services of the student union, and about the Kela meal subsidy card, who don't want to join JYY or don't want to purchase the student card, you get discounts in student restaurants, not anywhere else. And if you want the meal subsidy card, you can visit the international offices info desk, and they can give you one, I believe. So yes, Elisa is nodding. But yes, please remember that it doesn't work anywhere else but in the student restaurants. A bit more about the student card. You can order a physical one from frank.fi, or you can download a digital one called Frank App, and you will get to activate the Frank App, or you will get the student card when you have paid the JYY membership. You can pay it by Finnish online banking, credit card or money transfer, and card payment at the JYY office, which is located in the seminar in Mäki campus area.
I believe that was all, unless you have something to add, Sara, at this point.
I think there was another slide. After, do we have time?
Yes, we have time if you want. I'm just, oh, this one. Yes, sorry.
Yes. Yes, so no problem.
Sorry, I skipped.
So, as said, the student card will only start functioning if you have paid the membership fee and sent the receipt, and the payment has been registered in the university system. So if you are using the digital student card via Frank app, and when you have paid and it doesn't show up necessarily right away, please don't be alarmed. It can take a few days to register at the university system. Also, well, now your study right has begun, and hopefully you are getting a student, you have a student number, or you're getting one soon. And then, of course, you have to order the card, and Frank has to activate the account, which can take a few days after the study right has begun. And the plastic student card comes by mail, so please register your address here in Finland where it comes to, so you can get it. And you can add the ISIC feature for an extra fee. For the physical card, it's 15 euros, and for the digital card. It's €4. Our expert on this matter is our member services secretary who handles the student card things. And for example, if you want to pay it at the office, he will be the one who handles the payment for you. And can, if you have any questions regarding this, you can ask them from him. Of course, I can answer now if you have any questions, but if you have something more in detail, he's the one who is expert on this.
Thank you, Sarah. Are there any questions at this point about the student card or the student union membership? I don't see any hands. I also don't see any. Okay, just a sec. Otherwise, Sarah won't hear this.
How do I know if my payment has been registered at the university system?
That is a great question. Does Elisa know answer to this?
Yes, Elisa, I just had to run to a microphone. It should show in Sisu. So if you log into Sisu, there should be a, I believe it says payments and scholarships, possibly, but it's a separate section that says payments and scholarships. And if the payment has been registered, it should appear there. And it should say Spring 2024. Did you add the receipt to Mobility Online or did you submit it via Help JYU?
Yes, I added it to Mobility Online.
Did you do it before the 12th of December? Okay, then it should be there. There's another question. Here you go.
Hi. Someone sent me an email saying that my receipt for the membership fee is missing some information, so I have a new one. Then what should I do with the new one? Should I just reply to that email with the new receipt attached, or should I upload it somewhere else?
I believe you had uploaded the original one to
Yeah,
Mobility Online.
I uploaded the original one on Mobility Online.
Then I am assuming it's either me or Marita who sent you that email. You can re-upload the new one to Mobility Online, but don't send it by email because it is bank information. So upload it to
All
Mobility
right,
Online.
okay, thank you.
And if I could ask you to send an email to the International Office email to let us know when you have uploaded it so we know to check in. Thank
You mind catching it? Okay.
So I sent the it to the not
To the
the
Help
help,
JYU?
yeah,
Yep.
and it said it was like good and it was accepted, but I don't know how I get the card into the Frank app.
You should be able to log in into Frank with your student ID, like the student number, and you should be able to see that in Sisu. And at the same time, when you're in Sisu, you can check if the payment has been already registered.
Okay.
But yeah, you can find the student number in Sisu. It's under your personal information where your birthday and everything else is.
Okay.
Do we have any more questions?
Yes, the question is how I am exactly getting access to the CISU. Do I need my email address from Jyväskylä or?
So the question was how you access CISU.
Yeah.
You should, after you have identified yourself, you should have received your username and the password. So the same username and password.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay, nice.
So no email, just the username,
Right, thanks.
basically. Yep. There's one question up there.
So I have a question. My CISU is working perfectly, everything is clear, but I can't log in into my Microsoft account.
Have you activated the services?
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
so you did everything. In that case, I would recommend you contact the digital services about it, either by going in person or help JYU.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, depending if we have the video or an actual speaker.
Yeah, we have Pekka coming.
Okay. In that case, we will have a digital services session today, so you can also ask directly then the speaker. I don't see any more raised hands, so I'm assuming we can continue and finish up. So thank you, Sara.
Thank
And
you.
then, yes, just as a final reminder, if you need a signature today to your arrival certificate, we will be in the lobby of this same building, so here in the C building, after the orientation ends. And then this week and the following weeks, we will have the info desk in the library building. If you need a signature to your learning agreement, that is your faculty level coordinator. So you can send it to them by email. And if you have any questions, you can either ask them by email or tomorrow afternoon when you have your faculty specific infos. And here are again the schedules of our info desk as a reminder. So this week, tomorrow, and Friday. Today we will be, so not tomorrow, sorry, Wednesday, today. Today we will be here in the lobby, and on Friday we will be in the library. And then this is, as some of you have already emailed me asking about the Digital and Population Data Services Agency. So as an information, you do not have to make a separate appointment to the DVV. We will have a pop-up of the DVV. They will come here on campus in this same building in the lobby on Tuesday, 16th of January, and on Tuesday, 23rd of January. And they will be here all day from 9 to 3:30. So you will be able to register and apply for your Finnish personal identity code on those days. You don't have to separately go to their office. That's a link to their website, but we will also send you an email with the same information. But this is just because some of you emailed us already asking this. So just so you don't make an extra appointment, they will come on campus on the 16th and the 23rd. But you will receive an email with more information about this closer to that date. So here are our contact information if you have any questions that come up later and you would like to ask. But I think at this point we are also running out of time, so I would thank you and truly wish that you enjoy your studies here at JYU and your time here in Jyväskylä and in Finland. And that is all on my behalf.